Morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Gilmore, the show director with Informa that's focused on tice or surfaces. Amy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So today, a reason we're talking is because registration is now open for your show that happens every year toward the end of January. It's the big residentially focused flooring show in Las Vegas. And it's 5 months away. This will be the 36th year of the show. Why don't you tell our listeners a couple of teasers for what's going to make this show great this year?
Yeah, registration opened yesterday for attendees and exhibitors to get their expo or education badge for the show coming up in January in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay, the 27th to the 29th, 2026. And that's a Tuesday to Thursday event. We've got a lot of the industry leaders coming to the show. So the feel of the show is all of the industry, all in one place, under one roof. And that is really what we try to promote and make sure that everybody knows that. Mandalay Bay is great about it. We have a really campus feel where you go somewhere, you go to a restaurant, you see somebody that you know from the industry, and it really lends itself to being that 3 to 4 day event where everyone is literally all under one roof.
Okay, this show attracts over 20,000 attendees, and it's got retailers, dealers, contractors, installers, distributors, some decorators and architects and designers. That's the main focus for the show. I was looking at the lineup. It looks like you've got most of the major brands there again this year. You've got Shaw and Mohawk and Engineered Floors and Mannington. I'm just going to name a few because I was just looking to see where they were this year. But you've got MSI, AHF, Carndean, Stanton, Dixie, Tarquette Home, Southwind, Kayleen, Cali, Taylor, Novalis, IFC, Forbo, Unilin, I4F. I think that's got most of the ones I was looking for. All the big brands are there, right?
Absolutely. Most of them have right around the same location as they have in the past because they're fixtures and everybody knows exactly where to find them.
All right. So a couple other things to point out. I think last year you started this National Installer of the Year competition, which, you know, this is the culmination at the show because to get ready for it, you've been doing regional competitions throughout the country. And then you come and announce the belt winner, the big heavy belt that the best installers get. That's coming again this year, right?
Absolutely. We just finished our second regional event a couple of weeks ago in Minneapolis. So we now have 4 of the regional winners that will be going with us to Las Vegas to compete in the national event. Our next event is coming up October 11th in Denver. So we are still taking applications and submissions for anybody that does want to put their skills to the test and go for that trip to Las Vegas for the finals. And then our final regional will be in Dalton, October 25th. So that just brings it all full circle. And then we take those 8 winners and we take them to Vegas and then they showcase all of their skills right there on the show floor for a day and a half. And then we do announce the winner on Thursday with that heavyweight belt with a $3,000 prize.
Okay. Also, your education, I'm going to point out this education is pretty critical. It's a 4-day education roundup of great topics. And, you know, there's been some changes in the business. The consumer's different. The way that you kind of tie in with what's online versus what's in store. This is not just a product show. It's a lot of information around demographics and why the consumer buys.
Absolutely. We've actually done a lot of research. We've gone out and talked to some of our key demographic audiences to really find out what they come to the show for. Obviously, it is to see new products and to see the industry leaders and to find the products that they need in their stores to better their businesses. But we also need to look at the education side of it. And what we've done is we've taken a step back and looked at what do our retailers want? What do our distributors look for at the show? What do designers look for and the installer? And we've looked at what are the industry issues and things that are challenging out there and really looking for a pathway to say, if you're a retailer, here is what we have to offer you at the show. And here are some roundtables or a networking opportunity. So we've really taken a step back in wanting to focus on the customer experience and how to make their 3 days the most productive if they're not going to be in their place of business. How can we make this the best time well spent in Las Vegas?
You know, another big factor that's going on right now is, you know, is the home centers are actually doing okay. And they become even more of a threat to the independent retailers that are out there. So I know you've got some good programming around that. I mean, this is not just, okay, it's January, let's go to surfaces. I mean, this is a good time to go and sharpen your sword and also meet up with a lot of your suppliers. I noticed you've just announced some branding changes. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. If you look at our website or you go to see an ad in for Focus upcoming issues, you will see a new Tice, not a far cry from the prior Tice logo with our lowercase letters, but you will see by Informa. And that is to showcase the power of Informa with all of our brands that are located throughout the United States and the world that we are there, you know, if they come to multiple events that they will be seeing the excellence of the Informa brand.
One more thing to mention, Las Vegas Market is happening at the same time. So that's going to be good for the A&D folks that are coming to the area, right?
Absolutely. We've already spoken with our partners at Las Vegas Market to kick the planning off of our participation in our co-promotion of both events. So we will, again, be working with them on how to make it as seamless as possible for somebody to go to both events, whether it be going via Lyft or how to make it really easy for them to come into the show and to gain their registration and their badge.
All right, Amy, thanks for spending time with us and talking about the big residential show in Vegas, again, January 27th to the 29th. Again, you've been listening to Amy Dillmore discussing the Surfaces show, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaLA.net.